two TV hits, the espionage thriller Alias and the college melodrama Felicity, both come from one of television's distinctive creators, J.J. Abrams. He launches another show tonight on ABC, Lost. On a remote island, 48 survivors of a plane crash cling to life and a plotline. Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein has this review.
From Gilligan's Island and Survivor to Castaway and the Blue Lagoon, the deserted island has become a tourist hotspot. Even so, Abrams' latest primetime series, Lost, breaks fresh ground on this loamy soil.
We must have been at about 40,000 feet when it happened. We hit an air pocket. We dropped maybe 200 feet. The turbulence was... I blacked out.
I didn't. I saw the whole thing.
At first, Lost seems almost intentionally cliched. The survivors of a downed commercial airline resourcefully adjust to an unknown island straight out of a postcard. The sea and sky are breathtaking shades of blue. A dense jungle awaits not far from shore. And any second now, the professor and Marianne will build a yacht out of twigs and bamboo. But all is not what it seems. A thundering roar emanates from the jungle at odd times. A broken radio transmitter recovered from the wreckage picks up a mysterious message. And each character has a mysterious backstory, which makes Lost a lot more like the Agatha Christie classic And Then There Were None, as opposed to Robinson Crusoe. Lost is exactly what television needs. Unfortunately, that's just one of the reasons why I despair for it. Perhaps it's too different. TV has its go-to genres, like the criminal cases of CSI or the medical dramas like ER. Break from tradition, and you're bound to get burned. Then there is the matter of the network, ABC. It's also a deserted island of sorts. The network has suffered years of serious ratings erosion. ABC has already shown questionable judgment scheduling Lost at 8 p.m., The fantastically scary wreckage scenes simply do not belong in primetime's family-friendliest hour. But even in failure, Lost may provide one small comfort. It could be just the comeback vehicle needed for its star, Matthew Fox, who plays a compassionate doctor stranded among the survivors. You might remember Fox as the eldest brother on the 1990 series Party of Five. Here again, he proves to be a really terrific actor, who plays the hero with unshowy grace. Hopefully, at the very least, Lost will catapult him to bigger things, just as Alias did for its star, Jennifer Garner. So if Lost beats the odds and survives, just sit right back and you'll hear a tale that is the most promising new series of the fall season.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter and reviews TV for Day to Day.